If there's one thing that we all know about me, it's that I'm constantly fixating on my health.
We know, baby. We know.
It's like I'm always trying a new thing. I'm trying a new diet, a new workout, a new gadget. Just trying to find out what really works and what's fact versus fiction.
Yeah, and I'm constantly researching, usually for Taryn to look up some new illness or ailment and try to calm her down. But also, since being in my 30s, I'm really focused on getting my health in tip-top shape, realizing how I eat and how I move is going to affect me, not just right now, but 10, 20 years down the road. And with us wanting to have a baby this year, health is just more important than ever to us. So all of this research has finally led to something good. Let us introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter health choices every week.
And you don't have to take our word for it. Avid podcast fan Stephanie left an Apple review that says, "The Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast is a life-changing, science-based, myth-busting podcast that's a must-listen for anyone who eats food and wants to understand how it affects their body."
If you're ready to join millions of others like Stephanie transforming their health, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Staying Up with Cammie and Taryn. I'm Cammie.
And I'm Taryn. And every night we get to have a sleepover, but every week we invite you to join us. So thanks for staying up.
Thanks for staying up.
I don't have my wedding band on.
What?
I just felt it.
I don't have anything on. Well, we just got back from our workout class, so I can't wear my
rings boxing.
Diamond boxing.
I can't possibly wear my diamond boxing.
I
can't wear
diamonds. I also didn't wear my necklace. I used to wear it all the time, and I've had so many close calls where, like, I'm boxing and it hits my tooth, like, whatever pendants on it. And I've been waiting for the moment where I chip my tooth, and I'm like, knew it was going to happen, you dumb bitch.
Why? It's hit your tooth?
Yeah. Like, it, like, flops up, and it, like, and I'm like, oh.
Oh, my God. That's never happened to me.
As I'm like,
how is your breathing this time around?
Okay. So, during our boxing class, our instructor, and they all do this, but she is big on it.
She's big on the breath work.
And I am, if nothing else, a suck up, a pick me in a workout class.
You are.
Because it's not even pick me. I want them to feel good. It's the same way I feel about, like, comedians. Like, I am an active participant.
Yeah.
As are you.
Yeah.
And
she's on active duty.
I. Something like that.
Yeah.
And they, like, want you to breathe with your punches, and it's just not natural to me.
Yeah, it's not you.
No. And we talked about this after last class. I don't know if it's because of my asthma or what's going on with me, but last time I felt one of my breasts, like, hurt my throat. I was like, now I have a sore throat, and now I'm pissed.
Can you sit a little bit further from the mic and show me what you're doing? Like, I don't my throat is never hurting.
Why do I have to? Oh, because you want me to, like,
I want you
breathe.
To do it. Okay. I want you to show me what you do.
I don't even know. Honestly, I'm just like, or I'm like, ha. I try different stuff. It's the ha.
Yeah.
It's the guttural.
I was going to say the he sounds like it would hurt. Like, I'm not a he.
Well, there's
girl.
Like, well, she's like, when we were doing our slips today, it was like, one, it was like, ha, he, ha, ha, whoo, ha. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sheesh. Sheesh. Wait, I have something really
But I tried fun. Really hard today, and it did feel a little better.
Okay. Yeah, I have something really funny to tell you.
Oh, shit, what?
A new thing that you've never heard me say.
I don't even believe that.
100%.
I'm like, we've been married almost a year. Guys, our 1 year is coming up.
Our 1 year is coming up, which is very exciting. However, I mean that this is new because I have two new things for you. I have a new story that just happened to me right now, and then I have a new story that happened yesterday that I didn't tell you and I saved for the pod.
Oh, my God, I feel like I don't even know you.
Okay, so.
What's up, babe?
I just had my meeting, a meeting yeah. today.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're all on there, FaceTime, whatever. Not FaceTime, you know, Google Meets or whatever. Which Google Meets fucking sucks.
Wait, why do you use that?
I don't know. I think it's
why
free.
Does everyone want
to
use that?
I think
that?
Zoom you have to pay for. I think Google Meets is free. If you have, like, a Google account.
Whatever.
It doesn't matter. So, we're a very young company.
Yeah. But no, people keep asking me to get on Google. And then every time I'm on Google, everyone's like, hey, Google Meets. I'm like, why are we here?
Yeah. So, we're on Google Meets chatting. Okay. And Sean, who you met at the golf yeah. tournament's wife, was in the background.
Cute.
And
did she know?
He said something like, oh, sorry. She's going to hate me for putting her on this. She just got back from a workout class. And
she had her workout
she's
class?
Like, yeah, I did. I was at a boxing class. And I, like, kind of blacked out because I don't have the best memory for faces. I remember her.
She was in her class?
She was straight across from me.
Oh,
and
my
I
God.
Remember looking at her going like, you look so familiar, but I've never met her.
Yeah.
I must have seen her on Sean's Instagram or something. And
I see a picture.
I go, there's six people in this meeting, but I hijack the meeting. And I'm like,
you're like, no, pause.
Excuse me, ma'am. Were you just at Box Union?
Ma'am, in the back.
She's all, yeah.
And I was like, most class?
Bitch, you were in my class. Like, we were in the same class, 8:30, Box Union. And she's like, 100%.
The birthday class, Pisces, baby.
How crazy is that?
Wait, that's so cute.
And then everyone in the chat was like, haha, put a bunch of LA people in a room and this is what happens.
Oh, boo. No, I'm like,
bruh, you'd freak out too. So anyway, I just thought that was cool.
What I just did reminded me, we are very behind on watching The Bachelor. We haven't watched it in seasons, but something about the season, everyone's chit-chatting about it. We don't like to be left out on reality TV. We like to be in the know.
If there's chutzpah around something or someone, I'm there.
Chutzpah.
Unless it's Real Housewives, I'm not going there. Not for me.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. And you didn't do, I didn't do either, but I tried to like get in on the know of
Big Brother.
What is it called?
Survivor.
No. It's in the realm of Real Housewives. There was like all the drama, the cheating scandal.
Oh,
Vanderpump Rules. I'm surprised you haven't gotten into that. But we were watching it and they're like in Italy somewhere and we were dying. We're obsessed with Joey. We can't decide if he's just like
very, Joey's the Bachelor.
If he's like super calculated because he says the same stuff to everyone. But either way, we're deeply enjoying him. But he says something so corny. It was like a you joke and we were laughing so hard and then he hated it. And he was like, boo, at himself.
He booed himself.
And now I just want to boo myself all the time.
They were in Malta, which ever heard of it? Well, I don't know.
That's about what he said, I think.
So, no, they were in Malta, and then he's like, for now we're in Malta, but I can't wait to get to the Alta.
Oh, yeah.
And
then
they were like, that's stupid, whatever. And he was like, oh,
yeah, I really liked it. It was just funny.
Hello, peepees. We love you. Thank you for being here for another episode of Staying Up.
Thanks for being here.
As you know, on Ep 50, we launched our Patreon. We launched our Discord. So many good things.
We're just the busy gals.
And I'm in there chatting like it's my job. Oh, I love her.
Always in there. I literally want to come and work in your office just so I can like have it up on the desktop and be in there as much as you're in there.
The funniest, we have a channel with just our moderators. We have two moderators and it's called Mommies and Moddies or something.
And they're just constantly filling me in on it. And then they're like, oh, Cammy's here for once a week.
And yesterday, Gia, who's one of the moderators, was like telling us a hot goss from her personal life, which I shouldn't share because it's her personal life. But
it is good. So Gia, if you want us to share, if you allow us to share, I feel like it would be fun to bring the whole PP community.
But she was like telling us something and me, Ellie and Gia are all in there chatting and Cammy was nowhere to be found. Classic. But then I'm filling Cammy in on it like it's a reality show. Like I'm like,
oh my
okay,
God, yeah.
So Gia was in dance class.
And I'm like, da-da-da. Wait a minute. No, how?
Anyway,
I'm like giving out my theories. I'm like, wait, did we think of?
All to say, if you'd like to join us on Discord or Patreon, please do. All of the links are in all of the places.
They're everywhere.
And yeah.
I had the sweetest, while you're very busy in the Discord, mm-hmm. I don't like text.
Yeah, where are you?
I'm working. I'm cleaning. I'm doing my job.
I'm also working and sometimes cleaning. So I don't need your, I don't need that.
I don't really text a lot during the day, but sometimes my friend Simone, who we always talk about on this podcast.
Simone. And I like we call her Simeon.
Simeon. We got into like a long chat. We were chatting about Love is Blind. And do you ever just have one of those moments with your friends or with anyone really where you're like, we are so on the same page right now.
Yeah.
Like we are vibing so hard. It's especially fun via texting too. Yeah,
totally.
We got in a groove where we literally were like typing so quickly. I think barely even reading each other's thoughts, just like dumping all of our thoughts on every character in Love is Blind. And then every time one of us would say something, we'd send a text at the same time and it would say word for word the same thing. And we're both like giggling like little schoolgirls and then we're like laughing about how we're giggling. And she was, I think, somewhere in public, so people were seeing her laugh. And I realized when I was laughing and hearing a laugh in my head, it was her laugh. So I'm telling her, that's, I'm like,
crazy.
I know. I'm like, this is wild. But like, because I know her so well and I can hear, I know how she laughs and acts when something's funny.
Yeah.
I was like experiencing that in my head. So instead of hearing my laugh in my head, because I know my laugh, that's there.
Because I know my laugh.
I was hearing her laugh. And I tell her this.
That's wild.
And she thought I meant every time I laugh in my head that it's her laugh. And I was like, because I didn't think it was that weird to be like, if I'm thinking about a conversation with you, I can hear you. I can hear your laugh. If we're texting, I hear you.
Totally.
I didn't think it was that weird. And she was like, Cam, that's fucking weird. You hear, when you laugh, you hear my laugh. I was like, only in this moment.
That's awesome.
And we were just cracking up. Like, I just love those little moments with a friend where it's like,
the synergy is things hot.
It was just hitting. I was like, we're vibing so hard right
so
now.
So fun. The it funniest was really part was we hung out with Simeon like a couple days after this happened. And she's like, did you tell Taryn about our, I don't know, about our texting session or whatever?
Like, it meant so much to both of us.
It meant so much to both of you that I love that.
I know. I like didn't share all of it with you. Because I wanted to share it on here, but now I forget why it was so funny.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. And it wouldn't translate. No matter what you tried to say here today.
Yeah.
In the safety of our home. It was
like the synergy going on.
Something special.
That was so good.
You know what I thought was really special?
What?
Cue the song. Our
Pee-Pee of the Weekie.
Our Pee-Pee of the Weekie this week. I don't know that this is their name, but I...
What do you mean you don't know if it's their name?
Well, just because I... You don't know if their handle is their name. And if they're private, you don't get more information.
At
TF. I know that's their name's not TF. But TF Ishita. Ishita.
Maybe TF stands for.
But then they go by Ishita elsewhere.
Okay, so their name's Ishita.
Maybe their name's Ishita.
Okay.
Ishita, you're our PP of the Wiki. Because what was so special that you did was after our last epi, you made memes about our epi, and they were so funny.
So funny.
And so simple. And I ran to Cam like a little schoolgirl to show her. And then we posted them on our Instagram. And I'm just, guys, my whole thing with this podcast has been, I want to feel like I have inside jokes with my gals.
Yeah.
And that is what that's what that was. Seeing our stupid shit turned into a meme. I was like, these are my people.
Yeah, you're like, they get it. Yeah. They get me.
Yeah.
Yeah, Taryn is on her forever quest of recreating community in healthy ways.
And
that's what you're doing.
Dare I say it's here.
Will you try my coffee? It's not my coffee from Alfred's. I made one upstairs and I think it's really fucking good.
Okay. So what? Tell me about it.
Just try it. No?
Okay.
Never mind.
Whoa.
I thought it was going to be like, wow, yeah. I'm
so something's good. In it that I'm not loving. What'd you put in it?
It's just coffee and that almond milk. Half and half. No, I used the half and half.
It must be that. I'm sorry. Like I didn't love it.
Shit.
Well, it doesn't matter. I already had my coffee for the day.
Anyways, Taryn saw a TikTok the other day of these girls who put a sheet over their TV while watching Love is Blind. For anyone, very quickly, if you don't know what Love is Blind is, it's a reality show. Contestants go in. It is... all straight people. So it's like guys in one area, girls in another. They go into these things called the pods. There's a wall between them. They can't see each other. Mm-hmm. And they have to fall in love without ever seeing each
sight
other.
Sight unseen.
They say that so many times. Basically, it's what every lesbian does once in their life in a long distance relationship.
Oh, 100%.
So
just call it Love is Love. Love is love. Back to Love is Love.
Every reality show, I love that they're like, oh, it'd be too hard to make it queer. You are stealing our culture. You are creating what we do.
You made it straight.
Every day. It's like the 90 Day Fiance, all the stuff like the moving quickly, not seeing each other, immediately engaged. You are copying what we do day to day. So don't tell me you can't make it queer. It is queer.
So we came up with a way to make it queer the other night at Drinks. Introducing Love is Blind? No. Love is blind. And here's what happens. We are going to rent. I actually want to do this.
This would be really fun.
We are going to rent a warehouse in LA.
Okay.
We are going to take applications. We are going to narrow it down. Only queer people. Only.
It can only be lesbians.
It can only be lesbians.
The whole thing is, it has to be that the whole group.
Yeah, it's lesbians.
Or, oh my God, we like muffle their voices too and we see if sexuality is real.
Imagine.
That's so amazing.
I love that.
That would be.
You gaslit me into thinking you were a girl. Okay, so we're going to rent out a warehouse in LA. Yeah. We're going to take applications. We're going to narrow it down to like 30 lesbians.
We said 20, but sure, 30.
It's up now.
It's getting big.
We went up.
Yeah.
30 lesbians. Mm-hmm. And we are going to facilitate a Love is Blind-like experience where obviously there's no...
communal area.
Communal area.
Yeah, that part is not necessary. I never care about that part. No. I'm like, show us the pods and show it quicker and then get to everyone meeting each other.
Yes.
Match it up and let's go.
So we will put every lesbian in their own little cell.
Okay? Yeah.
Lock them up.
We can literally just do like Zoom calls, but cameras off. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like long distance. Make it real, a lesbian experience.
Okay.
You know what I mean? We don't even need to pay. I'm saving us money too. We don't need to rent a warehouse. It's all via Zoom. Cameras off. And we put people in breakout rooms.
And we record all of it.
Yeah. And then we pair them up, send them on a little getaway, and watch chaos ensue as everyone falls in love with everybody else.
What if instead of the getaway, like, because we don't want to spend money, right, on, like, where are we going to get this money to
get? Well, I just saved us so much money on the warehouse, so now we can Palm Springs.
True.
We'll rent your parents' house.
What if we invite them all over?
It's just it's at
here.
Our, it's a sleepover, and we record it. It would turn into an orgy and a... fight. I almost called it a bloodbath and that got gross.
That's Love is Blind. If you'd like to be on it, please let us know.
Please go to stayingup@gmail.com to send your application.
Stayingup@gmail.com or loveislovesblind@gmail.com. I already created it. But also,
I think they won't let us take that title.
What about Love is Blonde?
Yeah, I think we just have
bland.
Bald. Because you never know.
Ooh. Well, that's actually smart. Start them on bold, and then whatever happens is a plus.
You ever wonder what blind people are thinking of the show? Where they're like, this is literally just how I met my spouse blind. I'm like, what a mockery.
I've never heard someone say mockery. Literally.
Never?
I don't think I've ever heard it out loud. Except when people say, like, you make a mockery out of me. But when did
they
do that?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, are blind people watching Love is Blind?
You can watch a show when you're blind. I think they would still use that terminology. It's okay. She's having a giggle fit. They would still use that. They'd be like, oh, yeah, I watch that show.
I know, but
they're not going to be like, I hear that show.
Yeah. That's
However,
what?
Imagine they're in a chef show. They'd be so good
heard,
at saying.
Heard. Oh, my God. Wow.
Felt.
Dismissed.
Heard.
I didn't see. Okay, wait. Speaking of words that you've never heard, have you noticed there's always like a trending specific word that people use to sound smart where they're like,
that slaps?
Well, not even that it slaps, that they're like, I'm going to work this into conversation and people think I'm smarter. Like for so long, it was plethora. In high school, I remember people would be like, there's just a plethora of options. And you'd be like, you don't want to say plethora.
Baby, that's how I feel when you say juxtaposition. That's how I feel when anyone says juxtaposition.
Juxtaposition is not a big word. It's just
it is. How many letters is that?
It's a long word, but it's not like, it's a common word.
Baby, when people
plethora is not a common, well, it wasn't. And then it got too hot. It was like bows everywhere, plethora everywhere.
Okay. There was a plethora of.
Juxtaposition is just like, what else do you want me to call it? If I was like, dichotomy, I feel like that would be worse than juxtaposition.
Dichotomy to me is so much better.
Okay, I'll switch. No, I'm not switching for you. Fuck
don't,
that.
No, don't switch. I'm just saying.
I like the word juxtaposition.
You know why?
Because I feel like it sounds like, what does it mean when like a word sounds like bang? It's not.
Oh, yeah. What is that called?
I don't know. Whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. It doesn't matter because it's not.
You think juxtaposition sounds like that?
It gives me the feeling of what juxtaposition gives me, like the word gives me the same feeling as the two things give me, you know.
I understand. I hear you.
Anyways, plethora. Do we I'm not having you nitpick my words today. It's not happening. Moving on.
She said nitpick. She said moving on. She's laughing.
Just start twitching over there. But did you ever feel like plethora was like the word?
Yeah, people were saying plethora.
Now it's surmised.
I saw that.
It's everywhere.
TikTok that said that. Surmised.
It's everywhere.
I have never heard someone say surmise in the last 5 years.
It's a hot new word.
Be real with me. Did you feel it was the hot new word before we saw that TikTok?
What was a TikTok?
The TikTok was the plethora and surmise.
What are you talking about?
There was a TikTok of a guy saying what you just said to me.
I did not see this TikTok.
Oh.
Did I make the TikTok?
Merely word for word.
No, surmise started bugging me because Paige says it all the time. Paige, the girl from Giggly Squad.
Oh, she does?
Well, I don't know if she says it all the time. I heard her say it twice, which is a lot.
That is a lot for how many times you've
heard her say
stuff.
And then I had heard a different podcast, somebody say it. And then I was like, why is everyone saying surmised?
Haven't heard.
Wait, there's a TikTok comparing plethora and surmised.
Saying plethora was the word everybody was using and surmise is the new word.
I think I just maybe said this to you and you're thinking it was a TikTok.
That's so dark. If I'm like blending. I'll see if I find it.
I don't think it was a TikTok. But I think maybe I already told you this.
Okay.
Or you saw it in the pod notes.
Okay.
Because it's something that's bugging me that there's like a new fancy word.
Fancy word.
And it's not juxtaposition. That is a normal, everyday word that has a plethora of... I have surmised that juxtaposition has a plethora of uses in your day-to-day vocabulary.
The weather's finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to summer dresses and skirts. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul, without spending a fortune, of course. Luckily, I found Quince, and I've been loving the cotton cashmere rib sleeveless midi dress and the 100% washable silk skirt for a while now. I get endless compliments on it, and it's been really easy to dress up and dress down. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. And the best part of all is Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. As well as this, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which you know I love and care about. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/stayingup for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/stayingup to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/stayingup.
Hi, y'all. I'm Kinsey, and I'm the host of House Guest Podcast. I am a Gen Z wannabe Martha Stewart meets Dolly Parton trying to live in a Nancy Meyers movie. We talk all about life, relationships, and navigating your 20s. I'd like to say I'm multifaceted. I'm either waking up at 4 a.m. in the sauna, tending to my garden, or closing out the bars until 2 a.m. You just never know what you're going to get. It's either me at home in my house in Texas that I spend way too much time in, or in the studio with some pretty cool guest. You can follow us at The House Guest Pod and listen or watch all new episodes every Thursday, wherever you get your podcast or on YouTube.
Hi.
Hey.
And hello. I'm Ryan Christina.
And I'm Paloma.
Along with our co-host Sierra Schulte, who was on maternity leave, we are 20 Whatever, a podcast about navigating our 20s with friends through different phases of life.
Join us every Wednesday morning, 6 a.m. PST, for comfy chats on the couch where we hope you leave feeling seen, heard, and held.
You can watch on YouTube or listen wherever you get podcasts.
Make sure to tune in on Wednesdays for all new 20 Whatever episodes. Thanks for listening.
Well, I have something for you.
What?
I'm about to tell you something I didn't tell you that happened yesterday to me.
Oh my God, you are just a stranger.
So
who did I marry?
I went to Sprouts. Mm-hmm. And I'm at Sprouts, enjoying my little time, bopping around. I normally wear headphones in the grocery store, which I didn't do this time. So I was just kind of living, laughing,
loving. Do
you wear
both or just one?
I wear both until I get to the cash register.
Yeah.
Then I take them off.
But what if somebody like says something to you and then you ignore them?
So I got a new thing. Well, I have two thoughts. One, you can tell when people have headphones on.
Yeah, but not everyone respects that. And then if they talk to me and then I ignore them,
that's their fault
bad.
For not respecting that I have headphones on.
Yeah, that's fair.
It could be like a calming mechanism for me.
Do your headphones turn down the music when someone's talking?
So that's what I was going to say. There's a new thing on AirPods that allows for that.
Yeah.
Where like it assesses what's happening.
It'll like fade.
And then, so I tried that when I was at the mall the other day. You know what? To the peepees. I went to the mall the other day because in the Discord, you bitches were talking about some candle from Anthropologie that you like. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go try this candle because I'm a candle girly.
Did you like it?
Hated it. I'm so sorry, guys.
Oh, what is it?
I don't know. It's like blue something.
And what did it smell like? We have a specific candle scent we like. What room like, would you classify it as? Bathroom candle?
It smelled like Bed Bath & Beyond melted all their candles and put them together. Like it was like kind of sweet.
A little vanilla, a little sweet pea, a little everything.
Yes. Mm-hmm. A little linen. Oh, like it was much. just too many flavors. Anyway. Sense. Yeah.
Don't eat it.
So I went and whatever. But anyway, when I went to the mall that time, I had my little adaptive hearing on. So yeah. I was like chit-chatting and then it would go down and I was just like, this is the way to do it. No, anyway, so I'm in Sprouts. I'm walking around. I do all my things. I get in my car, driving home. And
headphones still in?
Nope.
Oh, I was like, dang.
That was completely irrelevant to the story. Everything I've just said is completely irrelevant to what's happening next. I was just trying to paint a picture.
Oh my God.
So I am driving and I see a man in a suit and a girl in like normal street clothes.
Does this have nothing to do with AirPods?
Nope.
What the fuck? That was so unlike you.
Yeah.
I'm like, so all I'm doing right now is thinking about AirPods. I'm like, how is it going to come? I feel like I just watched a movie and they gave me eight characters and they meant nothing.
I can't express enough how much what I've already said is not relevant.
That's just not your style.
I'm just, it doesn't matter. I'm trying to put you with, put you where I am.
Okay. Okay.
All right. And all I'm saying is I'm going about my day completely normally.
Okay.
And I see a man in a suit and a woman in like flowy, hempy kind of style clothes.
Okay.
They're up against a wall. He pushes her and her body smacks against the wall.
Oh, that looked like you were about to crump. And she broke out in song and dance.
Literally stepped it up to the streets. Okay. So
he pushes her into the wall?
He pushes her into the wall. And she's smiling, laughing.
Okay, so they're goofing off?
And I'm like, okay, that was weird. And I keep driving. And I'm like, I really should not keep driving. I should not keep driving. And I keep looking back. And they're chatting after he's pushed her on the wall.
Heated chatting? What did you surmise, baby?
No, it wasn't heated. The push was heated, but then nothing came of it.
Maybe he just like came in a little too hot. Maybe she was like a little off her.
So then I start driving away and I'm like, dude, I'm the problem. I'm the problem if I don't say something. I just saw a man push a woman.
Yeah.
And her body hit cement.
Yeah.
The cement wall.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I got to do something. I turn around. I roll down my window. And I'm like, right when I roll down my window, I'm like, we're in LA. They're acting. They're practicing. I know that they're acting, but I can't not say something.
Yeah.
So then I'm pulling up and now pushes him.
Lines in front of a shop?
She pushes him against the wall this time.
Okay.
And you can tell that they're certainly this is a scene one of them is in. And it's like, how hard should I push you? What should I do? I'm
hoping a director sees and is like, oh my God, are you okay? And they're like, acting.
So I roll down my window and I go, hey, I assume you guys are acting, but I just have to, is everything okay? Like I have to make sure.
She's so cute.
And she goes, oh my God, yeah, we're acting. Sorry. We're just, yes.
You made their day because they were convincing enough that you had to stop. They were like, Chuck did it.
But then my anxiety. You don't
rehearse that outside of a grocery store.
It wasn't out. It was on the back side of the grocery store. Like it was on a street next to the grocery store. I was just saying I'm on my way home.
I'm still
nothing about
this is so not your story. You're normally so good. I'm so confused and I'm still thinking about AirPods.
It doesn't matter. To be fair, you dug into the AirPods conversation.
Well,
I briefly mentioned them.
That's where it sounded like it was going. And you know what? I'm so hung up on the fact that the noise canceling thing now, you can't sing along to songs or it turns it off on you. It's like your annoying sibling
who's
in the car
along in public though.
No, I walk around the house with my AirPods in when I'm like cleaning and stuff.
No, but
and
you can turn it on, turn it off.
I don't know how to do all that.
I'll do it for you on your phone.
Okay,
after this
here. Do it now.
So then I'm like, feel so relieved.
This wasn't even at a grocery store. It was at an acting class that Darren went to, and she left that part out of the story.
But then my anxiety, I'm sorry. My anxiety got the best of me.
Yeah.
Since that happened and I left, I thought, that was so fucked up of me to lead it with, I bet you're acting.
You gave them an out.
I gave them such an out. She could have been being
abused. And he was like, yes, but acting.
I cannot express how light the situation was.
Yeah. By that point, you knew. But like, it's like OCD kicks in and you're like, if I don't check, something bad happens. And then you're going to be thinking about that for weeks.
I've thought about it 100 times.
Yeah. I'm like, and you did check.
What if I go see on the news, like, man pushed woman to her death.
Man in suit murders hemp woman. And Darren's like, that was my fault. I did that.
A passerbyer.
So we saw a woman looking, check. Circle around grocery store 5 times, put in headphones.
We saw a woman.
Buy chips. Took headphones out to check out.
Were they on noise canceling? It doesn't matter. So anyway, I just thought that was an interesting new experience that I had without you.
Wow. Thank you for sharing.
I have more to share with you.
Okay. I'm nervous, to be fair.
I read a thing that said that speeding doesn't save time.
Yeah.
In a meaningful way. Like the difference between going 30 miles per hour to 60 miles per hour, obviously, is going to save you time.
Double.
But going from 60 to 63 miles per hour.
Nothing.
It's like you save two seconds on an hour.
Time is money. Money is time. Time is power.
You save 2 cents. You put that in a 401k. That shit gonna blow up. You could
turn into $2 million by the time you're 50.
Why are you snapping? Because money bags. I think
it's like sleight of hand. It's like, don't listen to what I'm saying because it's all bullshit. Listen to the snaps.
You're not gonna see this. Oop, got your wallet.
Yeah. Now it's my money, 2 cents.
Snapping ass. But I wanted to tell you that because I don't want you to be speeding.
I don't speed.
I'm just saying.
I heard that, I think, when I was really young, like high school time when I started driving.
Okay, my fact is stupid.
But yeah, I already knew that. But I think about it a lot because I will, if I am rushing and I like change lanes more, go a little quicker,
yeah,
and then pull up to a light and see that the car that I passed a minute ago is literally right in front of me somehow. Yeah. I'm like, wait, all of that nonsense was not worth it.
Yeah, nonsensical, truly.
It doesn't save you time, but it could cut your time.
And time is money. Money definitely is time. Such a vibe.
No, it's so true. I want to really shift up this topic because I want to get to something that I'm so excited to talk about. If you guys remember when Taryn, I don't know why we were sharing this, but like coming out story, you were talking about this girl who like outed you.
Yes.
Yeah. And I want you to give a little bit more background on that. But we randomly were going through Taryn's Facebook the other day and we found comments from the girl. And I'm so excited to talk about this because this was like kind of shocking.
The short of it is that when I was in high school, I was really close friends with this girl and it was like, I think that we had a queer love to some extent.
Yeah, I feel like even straight, like she'd probably hate to hear that, but I feel like that happens with even your straight friendships at that age where it just becomes like a little, it's like past friendship, but someone might not be queer, but it's like we were so deep,
so codependent on each other.
Yes.
And like if one of us was a boy, we would have 100%. Everyone would have thought we were dating.
Yeah.
Like it's like
I also
that.
Think like women are mature sooner, go through puberty sooner.
Yeah.
So I feel like when you're your peers, you're more connected to girls no matter what, because we're like, we're on the same level.
Yes.
These boys ain't shit.
And we would cuddle and we'd sleepovers all the time and you scratch your back and, you know, the whole shit. So anyway.
Make out.
Turns out that fast forward a couple years, I come out to her because she's not in my Christian circle and I'm like, oh, she's safe. And
then she is gay too.
Started telling all of my best friends from home because I was at Arizona State. She started telling all my best friends at home that I was gay and like outing me before I did. So like,
Anthony thinks she's even more gay.
One of my best friends on the planet. I was in his wedding. He was in mine. Found out I was gay from this person. I never got to tell Anthony that.
Yeah, that's so messed up.
I think she like told him at a bowling alley. I'm like, you fucking loser.
Why was that?
You fucking loser. Fucking loser. You can't
Why
get
was
a
that
strike.
Such a thing when we were...
Another spare bitch? Okay. Okay, spare me the spare me your fucking breath. Time is money. Time.
Why is that? Was that such a thing? Maybe not now. I don't know.
Bowling? But
bowling with your AirPods in. Can't hear anything. When we were in high school, it was such a thing to be like, you know so-and-so's gay?
Yeah.
Like, it was, nobody was gay. It was like a unicorn. And I kind of feel like people were excited about it. Like, low-key, it started to be in television shows where it was like, we got one. We got a gay.
I haven't heard someone say television in so long. The full word. That's crazy. Blast from the fucking past, man. The juxtaposition. Okay. So this bitch nearly gonna ruin my life. And what? What are you doing with your hand?
I'm wiping my eye.
You were like this.
Mind your business.
It looked like when you're in a shower and you like put your hand on the thing to like be sexy at the shower.
I think that's a you thing.
I'm joking.
Like, you're not joking.
Whatever, bro. You don't even wash your butthole, which is so gross. Mm-hmm. Where was I?
The girl.
Okay, the girl. So then
bowling.
Fast forward. I don't talk to this bitch anymore because she ruined me life.
She's a bitch.
She didn't ruin my life, but she sucks. And she's not allowed in my circle.
She robbed you of your coming out.
Sorry. Robbed me. Time is money and you stole
We should rob her
money.
Back.
So down. She unfollowed me on things. Like, she knows. She knows what's up. We also had a talk and she apologized like years later and whatever. Doesn't
matter. She did?
Yeah.
We're like, this fucking...
Well, no. I mean, but she clearly... Whatever.
Yeah.
So then... I'm showing Cam my old Facebook. We had to go on Facebook to sell something on Facebook Marketplace. We had to go on Facebook. We haven't been on there
so
in a long
time.
So
scary there.
It's a terrifying place.
Don't go there.
Don't go there. And I was showing her pictures of me in high school and...
They were so cute.
Whatever. And there were pictures of me and this girl and like my basically niece. And we're all like hanging out. This is not an invite for you to go look at these pictures, by the way. Please don't.
Go private real quick then.
I'm gonna go private, yeah. But we're looking at these pictures and there's a comment
on every photo,
on like four photos in a row, that Maybe says
what? You're gay, but y-o-u-r. So either
from the girl,
she's dumb, or she was trying to be endearing, like XOXO, you're like from your gay. Like, she is your gay.
Kimmy took it in a very romantic.
Well, I'm just like.
Different way.
Maybe it wasn't a typo. Maybe she's not dumb.
She commented on multiple pictures of us saying, you're gay.
That's all it said. You're gay.
You're gay, period. You're gay,
period.
Like,
she was coming for you. I think because, especially when you're having those like kind
of. No, she wasn't coming for me. We were being.
No, I know, but I'm saying
stupid high schoolers being
of course,
like, oh, you're gay.
But I think the reason why that happens in those like kind of crossing the line friendships is like, let's, if I joke about it first, like if I address it. Because then there were pictures of like you guys and your guy friends on a trip and like the guys are being silly and she was like, something again about being gay. I was like, she's obsessed.
She was obsessed with me.
Yeah.
And she was
obsessed with gay.
She was obsessed with gay.
Obsessed with gay. I wonder if she still is.
I mean, she can't even look at me. She unfollowed me.
When did she unfollow you?
I don't know.
Ugh.
She got married.
I wonder if you can see. Is she private?
Yes.
Mm.
Which is upsetting.
I saw a TikTok about like going to someone's profile and like you could see when you guys, what year you guys started following each other. So I wonder if it would say like so-and-so unfollowed you in. This
you
year.
Can see that?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure, but I'm wondering.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, we'll check.
No, you can't, though.
No, you can't.
I know you can't.
That would be cool. Can you do that? No, you can't.
But I wanted to ask you, what did you think
if I'm
of
gay? Yeah.
What did you think of those pictures? Did anything stick out to you? Like, we're, I don't know.
No.
Did it feel looking at those pictures of me at that age?
That we all just like lived the same childhood. Like, it was that era where we looked ridiculous. It was, ouch. If any of you are, or I mean, we all did it. If any of you are our age and you remember like the short, like bubble skirts, it's mm-hmm. the exact dress that I wore to my cousin's wedding. I was a bridesmaid and it was like strapless but bubbled at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
Sleepy baby.
Anxiety on.
You anxious?
No, I'm just, I mean, always, I guess.
What am I not? You're like, am I alive? Yes. So am I anxious? Yes. It's just so funny looking back because I could tell you felt really cool. Like I could tell you, yeah, like you got ready for that dance and you were happy with the way you looked. You were happy with the dress you picked.
I was on homecoming court, which is why I had the little tiara. That's,
okay. That was the one thing where I was like,
honey, did you think I,
you didn't say that. I thought you just chose to wear the tiara.
Honey.
How would I know?
Cause you know me.
I don't know that you. Honey, that you is very wore, like.
You thought I wore a tiara to my, yes, high school dance?
Yes. Well, why would you wear unprovoked it if you weren't like crowned the queen? Like, don't you
crown
only
the queen at the thing?
Yeah, but so why are you already wearing a tiara?
Because I was already ready for the dance. You have to wear the tiara.
And then they remove them from everyone who didn't win?
Well, no, I think the queen gets a bigger tiara.
I didn't. That just wasn't that, my experience actually, or any movie I've seen on television. It's always everyone like had, you all show up and then they crown the winner.
No, they do a thing at our school,
mm-hmm,
like weeks before, and they announce homecoming court in front of the school and everybody gets up and you cheer for them and they're, yeah, like this up. And then you all stand up there and then you get a little crown and then you all wear it.
Yeah.
And the boys wear their crowns.
Yeah, that
I think the boys
maybe unique to you guys. I don't know. I thought you were just wearing, I thought it was part of the outfit.
But did you think I was cute? Be honest.
I thought you were very cute. But what I always think about when you share high school time is like you were boy crazy.
Yeah.
You weren't even kind of thinking I'm gay. Your friend was. But you like that wasn't your experience. Maybe it's because I know you or maybe because I was like relating to the pictures myself and like could see that time in my life. But I was like, this bitch is gay. I was like looking at it and I was like, she's gay. Like I only think that you were like boy crazy because you liked attention. And like if a boy was like that was fun. I think you just, I've like been assessing it and I'm like, okay, you liked gossiping about stuff. You like being like the popular one. And I think it was just kind of like, oh, they like me, dope. Or it was like fun to get the cool guy to like you. I don't know.
I'm like the cool guy ever liked me for what it's
worth. Maybe I was projecting, but I was just like, wow, this bitch looks gay.
I look gay. I think always very tomboy-y. Like,
but no, these pictures aren't that. You have a fucking tiara on.
But you know me.
And tomboy does not equal gay, obviously, to me. Like, I, as a very feminine person, was like, that's not what I equate it.
Yeah.
Well, even I think in our Discord, you were like, we were talking to some people about like, can you tell if someone's gay? And you were saying that I present very straight, but I don't feel that. And the girls in the Discord agreed with me. They're like, no. I would guess that Cammy's gay. I feel like you really wrap tomboy with being and looking gay. Like, I don't know that you have great gaydar.
I don't know. Test me.
Test you?
Yeah, we got to get some faces in front of me and I'll tell you if they're
okay
gay or not.
Okay.
I mean, I think obviously the stereotypes are the first thing that comes to my mind. Like, that's natural. Yeah. If you put like a girl in a skater outfit and a girl in a dress next to you, your first thought is going to be that one's the gay one.
But you come from like Orange County, the land of the straight girls looking gay, of like surfer girls, skater, like the hat.
Yeah.
It's such a vibe. Whenever I was out with my friends for one of my friends' birthdays and we were in Santa Monica area and the first bar we went to, there was like a group of like five girls at the bar and they looked so gay. And then none of us looked gay. Like, we were all a very feminine group and all of us are gay.
Yeah.
And we were laughing because we're like, bet me any money that whole group is like straight and maybe like a little bit homophobic.
Mm.
And we're the gay ones. But you would totally, most people would probably get it wrong.
Were you right?
And we didn't ask them. We were right. We knew.
How do we trust
they
your
were straight. All right. They were definitely straight.
I mean, I don't know. Whatever. I understand you looking at those pictures, obviously now knowing that you're married to me and thinking there's a little gay girl in there. That makes sense. But do you think we would have been friends?
No, I really don't.
Yeah.
Because I was much more shy.
Yes.
You're like, you were very outgoing. I feel like in high school, I was friends and friendly with everyone, but I really kept to myself. I think because I knew I was gay that whole time, that I was just like, I didn't allow myself to get close with people because I wasn't ready to share all of me. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think I was good at hiding it.
Yeah.
So it was kind of just like, I wanted to be close with everyone, but I didn't let it get too close. Like, I'd get really nervous when a group of girls I wasn't best friends with would invite me to like the big birthday sleepover, where instead of their two best friends, they invite like 10 people from the class. I feel like I was that. I was like on the outskirts of many friend groups where I feel like, yeah, you were very outgoing. I also think the whole Christian thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, my best friend was pretty religious, but not like that. Oh. Megan.
I didn't know she was religious.
That's who I did the Bible study when I like taught Bible study. Her mom played band at the church and she would go every week. But I don't know that I would say she's super religious. I don't actually know what her opinions are on all that. But yeah, cool. I don't know.
That's all right.
I think.
Not everyone's meant to be friends.
I don't know. I don't think we would be. Do you think we would have been?
No. I didn't have a lot of dance friends either.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the other thing.
Different,
I was like.
Different.
You were so involved, I feel like, in your school mm-hmm. and that smaller community where my dance team was farther away. It was like people from different schools. There weren't a lot of people at my school part of it. But I could see us having a crush on each other.
I would have had a crush on you for sure. I would have
for sure had a crush on you. Like, I feel like we would have been like we would have randomly got sat next to each other in a class, and then it would have been like.
Or like locked in a bathroom together, and it would have been like.
Why are we locked in a bathroom together?
I don't know. I just am picturing that for us where we're like, I'm like balled up in the corner kind of like, oh, this is lame, right? And you're like, yeah, I have to go. I have class. And I'm like, yeah, but it's kind of cool. We don't have to go. And then we have like we chat.
Okay, fanfic. That's cute.
That'd be cute.
I feel like it would have to be we wouldn't naturally run in the same circle, but I could see us easily getting along.
Yeah.
Or you'd like be like, you hear Cammy fucking gay? You're gay. You're gay.
You're gay. Okay, wait. I have one more thing to share with you.
Okay.
So I've been obsessed with looking up Google Trends.
Yeah, like, you really have. Since the new year, the new year app.
Do you think, okay, first of all, so Google Trends is free. You can like see what's trending and related searches to things.
Is it updating in real time or is there like weekly recaps? Okay.
And weekly recaps and monthly recaps and everything. But you can see what's trending in the world right now.
Very cool.
And I just feel very connected to the world when I see stuff like that.
Yeah.
Then there's this add-on called Glimpse that is another data company that takes Google Trends and like
consolidates,
extrapolates, and like lets you dive deeper.
Juxtaposition,
it like helps you dive deeper into things or whatever. You can say like what beauty trends are there on TikTok, and then it would show everything.
Okay,
it's $500 a year. Do you think that's worth it for access to?
No, okay. for your just pure enjoyment.
Yeah,
no,
well, and for like pod research.
No, I mean.
Okay, yeah, no. I thought that number was a little crazy.
It's also all of Google, too. It's a little bit too broad. I know that you can pinpoint, like, on TikTok on this, but I think for us it makes most sense. Like, our Discord is where our most, like, devout listeners are, where it's like, just ask them.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
Yeah, I just thought also for, like, our own businesses that we're doing, like, for good SEO research.
That's what I was going to say. When that comes up and you're, like, looking for more specific stuff,
okay, I won't buy it then. Are you happy I told you about it before I just went and swipe-eat?
Very happy.
However, I in front of me have the full list of the most searched questions on Google in 2024.
Oh, wow.
So far, past 30 days.
Yeah.
Guess what the number one question on Google is?
Maybe like something about Israel-Palestine?
You are so far off.
Oh,
nobody
cares about anything.
No, it's way more basic. Like the dumbest thing you can imagine Googling.
Who is Travis Kelce?
What time is it? Is the number one searched thing on Google. The number one question.
Why are you having to search not what time is it in blank? What time
is it?
If people have Google, they are on a phone, on a computer.
Guess the second thing.
What day is it?
Who is today?
Are y'all okay out there?
The third is, when does school start?
That's fair.
The fourth is, what day is it?
The fifth is where am I?
Wait, the second was what day it is.
What is today?
Oh, sorry. Fourth, what day is it and what is today are in the top five.
So I'm going to read you just multiple back to back. So this is the fourth.
Is this a joke?
Nope. What day is it? Where am I? What is my IP?
People are so confused.
Then what is AI?
Are people okay?
I'm like, wait. The fact that we're like, who am I? What is this? What day is it? What is AI? Like,
it's an existential crisis. Are robots looking this up? They're like, what am I? Who am I? What's my IP? What is AI? Am I AI?
It's AI.
It's AI asking Google searches. Wait, that's not me thinking it was going to be like about war.
No, honey.
And genocide. And it's like, who am I?
I'm going to keep reading a couple because they're really funny.
Okay, absolutely don't buy this. What does this tell us?
I love this.
It's fun.
AI,
it's fun.
What is AI being the seventh question that people ask?
I'm not saying it's not enjoyable, but like for business purposes?
No.
Please. Are you just learning that people are fucking dumb as doornails?
No, this is not what this is capable of. I looked up the funniest okay. list I could find.
I'm just shocked this is like
What is AI? How to tie a tie? What year is it? Then how to delete Instagram. What is the weather today? Fair. How to deactivate Facebook.
Everyone's trying to sign out.
How to screenshot on Windows. How to delete Facebook account. How to screenshot on Mac. What time is sunset? What song is this? Why does my stomach hurt? What is Timo?
Why is my tummy hurt? And how do I delete all my social media? Wait, that is so funny.
Literally, it just goes to show that we're all so lost. No one knows what day it is, what time it is, what AI is, and then is trying to delete all their social media.
And then what is Timu?
And then what is Timu? Isn't that funny?
Was that during the Super Bowl? Didn't they have a bunch of commercials?
This is the last 30 days, so yeah.
That is incredible. Oh, that is so relatable, though, the, like, what time is sunset? That one makes me happy, because if you care about what time sunset is, you're, like, planning something nice. What?
The longer... I haven't looked at this list. I wanted to look at it with you. The further down you go, the crazier this list gets. I'm going to spend 20 more seconds here.
Does it say how many people have looked these up?
Yeah.
How many people have asked what time is it?
3.4 million.
Oh, my God. How many... millions of people are in the... Is this just the U.S. or the world?
I don't know.
People are not okay. Lay it on me. Give me some more.
Okay, wait. I just have to show you. Okay, Facebook, da-da-da-da. Then what time is... what is my stomach hurt? What's Timo? Ready?
My stomach hurt is so sweet.
Then what day is it? How long to boil eggs? Who died today? Where am I right now? When is the next full moon? What is lupus? How old is Taylor Swift? Why am I so tired? How long to boil corn on the cob?
Why do I feel like this is one person's search? I'm like, baby, was this your search?
Isn't this? Why is my poop green? Oh. What causes diarrhea? What is the next?
Everyone has tummy issues and no one knows who they are.
When's the next Mega Millions drawing?
Wait, baby, the who died today? When we were in boxing, at the end, she was like.
That was so scary.
I got a giggle fit and I was like, keep it the fuck together. At the end of our boxing class, she was like, be grateful for something today, whether it's getting through the class, even waking up. You woke up today. Not everybody did.
Cammie and I went.
And I went, oh my God.
Set me into fucking fear.
Yeah.
Deep fear. Should we get to our...
Before we get to the listener gossip, we were asking on the Discord, like, what are some things y'all want to hear us, like, debate or talk about on the pod? We'll do more another time, but very quickly, I feel like such a hot debate is sleeping with socks on. Mm-hmm. And someone submitted this and I
hot debate?
Yes, too hot. Get them socks off. And I was like, I don't even want to discuss it because this is not a debate. There is a right and a wrong. And the only correct answer is socks off.
Sleeping with socks on is freaky behavior.
It's disgusting.
Freaky freakerson.
It's disgusting. It's even disgusting. If I do like a foot cream and then I put a sock on to like
foot cream.
Well, yeah, I'll do like a thing like and lotion. Then put socks on, like do a little lotion to make keep my feet nice. Before I go to bed, they're off. Like let your feet breathe. It is so icky and trapping. Yeah. I at the end of the night, if we're like cuddling on the couch and I'm getting sleepy, socks are off.
I saw that last night. We fell asleep on the couch and I looked down on the ground and her little socks were like all crumpled up next to each other.
If I'm snoozing, socks are off.
My twosies are out.
Would you date somebody or marry somebody who slept with socks on? Or would that be a deal breaker?
Like, yeah, if you slept with your socks on, I'm not going to not marry you.
No, I would just make you take your socks off.
I would just be like, this is the most important thing in my life.
This is a deal breaker.
Is to get you to get these socks off at night.
Yeah, yeah.
And like also is imagining sex if someone's fully naked but they have sockies on is like so serial killer.
I think we should post on the Instagram, the podcast Instagram, a poll. I want to know who is leaving with socks on.
She means poll.
That's what I said.
She goes, pull the door, pull the pool, no, jump in the pool, take a pull.
We're not doing this.
Okay.
Give me that listener juicy goss.
Here we go. This is submitted from one of our lovely peepees. If you want to submit your gossip story, dating, friendship, crazy shit happening, whatever it
advice
is.
Advice you need.
Stayingup@gmail.com.
Sleeping with your cousin.
Yeah. Really anything. Okay. Here we go. I never in a million years thought that I would be queer in any way. I grew up in a Catholic family with no exposure to queer people at all, even in school. I got particularly attached to my best friend while we were in middle school. We were inseparable. It was around my 10th grade year when I started to recognize that I was feeling her, that I was feeling for her in ways that were more than friends, and I was scared as hell. So naturally, I avoided it. We had tons of sleepovers where we would cuddle, hold hands, and the next day, literally never talk about it. One night during our sleepover, I somehow got the balls to kiss her. We love that. Mm-hmm. Every sleepover after that, we would kiss and then avoid the topic. We did this until I graduated high school. Wow. I even had a boyfriend for a year sometime during all of this. Right before I left for college, she texted me out of the blue and said, we should just date. And from then on, we were secretly together. Typical best friends to lovers, I know. Cute. We kept our relationship a secret for the first 2 years of college, and then she broke up with me because I was not seeing her enough being away at school. We didn't speak for a while and eventually fell back into being besties, but still slept together when we saw each other and still never told a soul. Here's the kicker. I'm now 28 years old, have been in the closet for 12 years, and this whole time have been in this same secret relationship with my best friend from when we broke up in college. We even live together, quote, as friends with another friend of ours from high school and our dog. During this 12 years of friendship / being in love with my best friend, we would talk often of how great it would be to be together, get married, the whole nine yards, never committing. We without a doubt were / are in love. However, I recently have become more comfortable in my sexuality, thank you therapy, and want to have this life with her outside of the closet. Unfortunately, I am, quote, the only girl she likes this way, and she claims to not identify as queer in any way and never has. I flat out told her that I want more and asked if she would be willing to come out as a couple together at some point ever, and that it did not have to be right now, but eventually. She shockingly said no without blinking an eye. This crushed me. When I try to talk about it to see why she might feel this way, she uses the same supporting argument. Quote, coming out would not change how we currently operate in our relationship. Examples, not being into PDA, keeping our relationship private, or keeping our private lives private, etc. So what's the point in rocking the boat?
Classic.
Let's just stay a secret and live together forever. She sees coming out as pointless, basically, and she does not know this, but it makes me feel so rejected and unlovable, and that this entire 12 years of me loving her was not real. I'm the type of person that when she shoots down my idea of being together with this counter argument of hers, I suddenly lose all ability to explain my thoughts and give her good reasons why it would be great to come out with her. I don't know how to move forward without losing my best friend of 15 years. She's involved in every aspect of my life and I love her so much. What do I do? How do I explain my point of view to her? Also, the overarching question, how the hell do I come out of the closet at 28 years old? Thank you for listening to my disaster scenario. I know it's a lot. You're very confused and heartbroken, PP.
Oh, first of all, PP, you're not alone. I've heard this story many times.
We've heard this tale many times.
I mean, it sounds very similar to like my origin story, except for we did talk about it sooner. It's really hard when you're not on the same page with the person about sharing your relationship.
Yeah.
And it becomes so normal to keep it a secret. Like, I said classic whenever Taryn was saying the part about like, it's not going to change anything about our relationship. I don't like PDA anyways.
Yeah.
It's such a cop out. it is not healthy to have to hide such a big part of yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's not about like having to explain it to someone or convince someone. If she's not ready, you can't convince her to be ready. You don't want her to resent you if it goes badly for her in any way, or if she doesn't want to be out. It's not something you can force on somebody, mm-hmm. but it's not something that you can convince yourself to be comfortable hiding either.
Yep.
Like, I just don't think you're going to like my answer, but my advice is to move on for now. As hard as that's going to be.
Like, upend her life, move out,
yeah.
move on.
Yeah. And I think ending that in any way, like, I think about ending my first relationship. I was like, I'm never going to find somebody that I like again. It's the first girl I ever dated, blah, blah, blah. She's my best friend. We're so involved in each other's lives.
Yeah.
But it was a really toxic relationship. I had convinced myself, like, I'm just going to be cheated on for the rest of my life. And that's just the thing I'm going to have to deal with. Like,
yeah.
whether it's this situation or someone else's situation, there's a thing where, like, what can I put up with
yeah.
to have all these other things? And as scary as it is to uproot your life, you will look back years from now when you're, like, happy and have everything you want, because you can have all of it and you don't have to make that massive sacrifice. And you're going to be so glad that you did it. Yeah. And it might be with her. Maybe she will come around and be like, whoa, lose it. Like, she can kind of have her cake and eat it too. Mm-hmm. She can be in the comfort of her closet right now, because for her, that is her safe space, and get you. And maybe if she doesn't have both of those things, but I think you can't force her out of the closet either. It's not going to end well for you guys if you create that. You just can't really convince someone. It's like you're talking to a brick wall because you guys don't agree. And I get freezing up because you love this person and you're yeah. like, oh, they're right. Like, we do have a good thing. But what if you, I don't know, do you want to have a family in the future? Are you going to just, like, be roommates forever? Mm-hmm. You want to be able to, like, open up. I don't know if you're out to any friends or family, but having your community and your support system is really important. And as somebody who, like, even when we got married, saw marriage is between two people. No, it's not. It is so about your community.
Yeah.
And whether that's your chosen family or your actual family, whatever it may be, it is so necessary. This isn't healthy for either of you.
Yeah.
So that's a tough spot.
Yeah. This sucks. And I'm sorry. And it sounds like you don't want to be in a secret relationship, and that is mm-hmm. what this person wants. Mm-hmm. And that would feel demeaning, that they're like, you're the only girl that I have feelings for. I'm not queer. I am only doing this with you. And I also want it to be this very specific thing
yeah.
that is hidden. To me, I understand for you that heartbreak is going to be what happens here, and it's going to be very hard and sad and probably very ungrounding for you, but it is not sounding like this is what you want. Mm-hmm. And like being like, oh, let's just not change things, let's just keep it secret, da, 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 like nothing has to change, that feels like to me a tactic of like control. Mm-hmm. Personally, I'm not saying this person is controlling you. I'm just saying that feels like they have the call of the relationship, and that your wants and needs aren't like getting to even be discussed. Mm-hmm. And so to me, I don't think any relationship would be good enough for me to say I would like to keep it quiet forever. No one can know we're dating. We're just friends. We lie about
yeah.
who we're with. To me, it's just not even a question.
Such a big sacrifice.
Yeah. It sucks that she hasn't come around, but it's been over 10 years. And yeah. I feel like now is the time to be making those decisions. And as far as coming out, there's no difference in coming out 5 years prior to now. It's going to be a funny feeling. And I think the best way to come out is, like, personally, is to start with your the close people in your world. And then let yourself like fall out to the rest of the people mm-hmm. is my tactic.
Yeah. Like, focus on the people's who opinions actually matter to you. I even forgot the part that you asked of, like, oh my God, how do I even come out at 28? So many people come out yeah. later in life. That is incredibly normal. And I think you're going to find it like so cathartic, and I'm excited for this chapter in your life.
Yeah.
I think that you guys not agreeing on this is as big as being in a relationship and agreeing on wanting kids or not wanting kids.
100%. It's like, you don't want to tell people that we're a couple.
Yeah.
You want to lie to people.
Yeah.
And say we're just friends. That's like a massive thing.
Yeah. And just as much as you don't want to out her and you can't force someone to be ready, she's not allowed to not let you come out.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that. I would maybe say to her, I can't hold this in anymore. And it has nothing to do with her being like, you're my exception, you're the only person, which I'm still trying to wrap my head around how like 12 years of this is still leading her to that. But that's irrelevant. You are still in a relationship, whether you're the only girl she would ever be with or not. You're in a relationship. I would maybe say to her, I'm ready to come out. I want to do this for myself. I understand if you can't be with me while I do this. And I don't know if you can do this, but if you can, I'm happy to leave you out of this narrative for now.
Yeah.
But I am going to come out to people.
Yeah.
So if you're feeling uncomfortable that it is going to then out you, I don't want to do that to you. But I think maybe we take some time apart.
I think that's the right move.
But I'm really sorry. This is really heavy and difficult.
Oh, shit. It's tough.
Yeah.
I wish you were here and we could say, do you need a glass of wine?
Yeah.
And we pat your back like that.
Yeah. It's one of those things, it's almost, this is so heavy, obviously, but I think about when you're in middle school and high school and everything just feels so much heavier.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we will be having these talks about smaller topics with our kids someday, and it's like, oh, fuck. I wish I could just, like, give you a little window into the future to show you that this feels like the end of the world, and it's not. It's just the beginning.
Yeah.
You're going to go through this. It's like on TikTok when people are like, nobody say something. This is their like origin story or whatever they say. I forget what the thing going around is. But I'm like, I'm excited for you, as messed up as it sounds, because this is like so heavy and so scary for you. It makes me feel good because I can remember how I felt in moments like this of, I'm screwed.
This is it.
I'm screwed. This is bad. And then knowing I went through multiple experiences of that in my life. And then got to where I am to be like, thank God for those crazy, horrible, in my mind at the moment, life-ending moments, because life didn't end.
Yep.
Life got better and better and better, and it's really awesome. But you can do this. You're going to find so much joy and happiness. I don't think there is an option to live hiding who you are and be fully happy. I'm very adamant on that.
Yeah.
That.
I mean, and also you're not in a country where you would have to do that. For your safety.
That's where, like, things change, where like people's lives can be changed. Then it's like, you might have to
make
be unhappy because you can't afford to move to another country. Like, if your safety is on the line, that's different. But this doesn't sound like a safety thing. Yeah. This is just making the person you love feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And that's not really on you.
That's not on you, babes.
That's good.
Thanks.
Oh,
we love you.
Sweet.
We're sorry you're in it. But keep us updated.
Please keep us updated.
Sweet. Honey, I had a great time with you.
I had a great time with you, honey. Love you.
You're a cutie, friend.
You're a cutie.
I'm going to go work at Tyler's.
Dang it.
You are going to love the peace and quiet. Don't act like you're not going to be jumping around this house of joy.
Maybe a little.
I love you.
I love you. And we love you guys.
PBs. Hope you have a great rest of your week. We hope you have a lovely rest of your week.
And we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Bye, y'all.
Stunning.